Chapter 6.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When a man or a woman shall vow a vow, the vow of a Nazarite to be separated to Yahweh, 3. He shall separate from wine and fermented drink, he shall not drink vinegar of wine or vinegar of fermented drink, he shall not drink any juice of the grapes, and he shall not eat dry or moist grapes. 4. All the days of his separation he shall not eat from all that is made of the vine, from pressed grapes, even to the stem. 5. All the days of the vow of his separation, a razor shall not pass over his head, he shall be set apart until all the days are fulfilled which he has separated to Yahweh. He shall allow the locks of the hair of his head to grow long. 6. All the days of his separation to Yahweh he shall not go near a dead person. 7. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or his mother or for his brother or his sister at their death, because his separation to his Elohim is on his head. 8. All the days of his separation he shall be set apart to Yahweh. 9. And if any man dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing, on the seventh day he shall shave it. 10. And on the eighth day he shall bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting. 11. And the priest shall prepare 1 for a sin offering, and 1 for a burnt offering, and shall atone for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead body. And he shall dedicate his head on that day. 12. And he shall separate to Yahweh the days of his consecration, and shall bring a he lamb of the first year for a guilt offering. But the former days shall be void, for his separation was defiled. 13. And this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, bring him into the door of the tent of meeting. 14. And he shall offer his offering to Yahweh, 1 he lamb of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering, and 1 she lambs, a yearling, without blemish, for a sin offering, and 1 ram, without blemish, for a peace offering. 15. And a basket of unleavened cakes of flour, cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their food offering, and their drink offerings. 16. And the priest shall bring them before Yahweh, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. 17. And he shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offering to Yahweh, with the basket of unleavened cakes. And the priest shall offer its food offering and its drink offering. 18. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of meeting, and shall take the hair of the head of his separation, and shall put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. 19. And the priest shall take the boiled shoulder from the ram, and 1 unleavened cake out of the basket, and 1 unleavened wafer, and shall put them on the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his separation. 20. And the priest shall wave them, a wave offering before Yahweh. It is set apart to the priest, besides the breast of the wave offering, and besides the leg of the heave offering. And afterward the Nazarite shall drink wine. 21. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows his offering to Yahweh for his separation, besides that which his hand may get, according to his vow which he vows, so he shall do by the law of his separation. 22. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 23. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, In this way you shall bless the sons of Israel, saying to them, 24. Yahweh bless you and keep you, 25. Yahweh cause his face to shine on you, and be gracious to you, 26. Yahweh lift up his face to you, and give you peace. 27. So they shall put my name on the sons of Israel, and I myself will bless them.
Chapter 7.
1. And it happened on the day that Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and sanctified it, and all its vessels, and the altar and all its vessels. And he anointed them and sanctified them. 2. And the rulers of Israel, the chiefs of their fathers' houses offered. These were the rulers of the tribes, these were they that stood over the numbered ones. 3. And they brought their offerings before Yahweh, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the rulers, for each 1 an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 5, take it from them, that they may be used to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service. 6, and Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 7, he gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. 8, and he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to their service under Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. 9, but he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because the service of the set-apart things belonged to them. They bore them on their shoulders. 10, and the rulers brought the dedication offering of the altar in the day it was anointed. And the rulers brought near their offering before the altar. 11, and Yahweh said to Moses, they shall present their offering, one to the day, one ruler to the day, for the dedication of the altar. 12, and he who brought his offering the first day was Nishan the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. 13, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 14, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 15, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 16, one male of the goats for a sin offering. 17, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Nishan the son of Amminadab. 18, in the second day Nethaneel the son of Zwer, ruler of Issachar, offered. 19, he brought for his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 20, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 21, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 22, one male of the goats for a sin offering. 23, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Nethaneel the son of Zwer. 24, on the third day Eliab the son of Helon ruler of the sons of Zebulun. 25, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 26, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 27, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 28, one male of the goats for sin offering. 29, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. 30, on the fourth day Eleazar the son of Shedur, the ruler of the sons of Reuben offered. 31, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 32, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 33, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 34, one male of the goats for a sin offering. 35, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eleazar the son of Shedur. 36, on the fifth day Shalumil the son of Zurishaddai, ruler of the sons of Simeon. 37, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 38, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 39, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 40, one male of the goats for sin offering. 41, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Shalumil the son of Zurishaddai. 42, On the sixth day Eliasaph the son of Deuel, ruler of the sons of Gad, 43, his offering was one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 44, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 45, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 46, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 47, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. 48, on the seventh day Elisama the son of Ammihud, ruler of the sons of Ephraim offered, 49, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 50, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 51, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 52, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 53, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Elisama, the son of Ammihud. 54, on the eighth day Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, ruler of the sons of Manasseh offered, 55, his offering was one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 56, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 57, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 58, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 59, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. 60, on the ninth day Abidan the son of Gideoni, ruler of the sons of Benjamin offered, 61, his offering was one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 62, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 63, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 64, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 65, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideoni. 66, on the tenth day Ahiezer the son of Ammihud died, ruler of the sons of Dan offered, 67, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 68, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 69, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 70, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 71, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Ahiezer the son of Ammihud. 72, on the 11th day Pagiel the son of Ochran, ruler of the sons of Asher offered, 73, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 74, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 75, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 76, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 77, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Pagiel the son of Ochran. 78, on the 12th day Ahira the son of Enan, ruler of the sons of Naphtali offered, 79, his offering, one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, 80, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 81, one young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering, 82, one male of the goats for a sin offering, 83, and for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Ahira the son of Enan.
84. This was the dedication of the altar, in the day when it was anointed, at the hand of the rulers of Israel. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver basins, 12 golden pans.
85. Each silver dish 130 in weight, and each basin 70. All the silver of the vessels was 2,400 shekels by the sanctuary shekel. 86. 12 golden pans full of incense, 10 to this and 10 to that pan, according to the sanctuary shekel. All the gold of the pans was 120. 87. All the animals for the burnt offering, 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 yearling he lambs, and their food offering, and the 12 males of the goats for a sin offering.
88. And all the animals for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 he-goats, 60 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed.
89. And when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking to him from the mercy seat which is on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubs, and he spoke to him.